that all the labors of the ages, all the devotion, all the inspiration, all the noonday brightness of human genius are destined to extinction in the vast death of the solar system, and that the whole temple of man's achievement must inevitably be buried beneath the debris of a universe in ruins. All these things, if not quite beyond dispute, are yet so nearly certain that no philosophy which rejects them can hope to stand. In that case, a spiritual nature for the human is impossible in principle. We must shun non-materialist explanations of human nature because they cannot possibly be right. An important consequence follows. Even if materialist science does not offer satisfactory explanations now, we must stick with its unsatisfactory insights in the hope that better ones will arrive someday. Philosopher of science Karl Popper has called this line of thinking promissory materialism. In other words, if we adopt it, we are accepting a promissory note on the future of materialism. Promissory materialism has been immensely influential in the sciences because any doubt about materialism, no matter what the state of the evidence, can be labeled unscientific in principle. Gathering evidence against materialism. In the summer of 2005, Guillermo Gonzalez, a 41-year-old astronomer at Iowa State University, accidentally discovered the size of the debt of promissory materialism. As an assistant professor of physics and astronomy approaching tenure, he found out one day that 124 fellow faculty members, about 7% of the faculty, had signed a statement criticizing him on account of his alleged support for intelligent design theory. This theory proposes that, on the evidence, the present state of the universe is best interpreted as the product of intelligent causation or design, as well as of law and chance. It does not hold that all events are intelligently caused, but does not rule out intelligent causes in principle where evidence warrants. One way of understanding this is that the universe is top-down, not bottom-up. Mind comes first and creates matter. Matter does not come first and create mind. What was Gonzalez's offense? He is a recognized expert in the obscure field of galactic habitability, the ability of a planet to support life as we know it. He is also the lead author of a book, The Privileged Planet, How Our Place in the Cosmos is Designed for Discovery, in which he argues, based on his extensive research on various vantage points for astronomy in our solar system, that Earth is remarkably convenient for astronomy, situated on the very plane of the ecliptic, just off a spiral arm of our galaxy, with the result that humans can actually see deep into the galaxy,